My A-level choices update. Yesterday I handed in my choices for my A-levels and they have changed. If you saw my video I posted a couple of weeks back, I said that I was doing biology, chemistry, French, Spanish, German, and then Russian separately. Yeah. So basically this fifth level one, German, it's getting switched out for maths. TikTok, don't dare say I told you so. This is not about you. This is something that I've realized. And it's not because it jeopardizes, well, yes, it does jeopardize my chances into getting into a medical university, because I've realized that instead of going to Oxford, which is what I thought was my top choice uni, after doing so much bloody research, it's Cambridge. I think Cambridge is what I will be going for in a couple years' time, and for that, I really do need three science subjects. And by that, I mean three of chem, maths, bio, and physics. And I am not doing physics, this one, over my dead body. I am not putting myself through that. Honestly, though, it boils down to scheduling. My school isn't very big at all. We're very, very, very tight with scheduling, and unfortunately there's a very, very big, very real chance that I wouldn't be able to do all three languages just because of scheduling. And then there might be the issue of I'm not able to switch back to maths, so I end up doing nothing, no German and no maths, and I'm stuck with two sciences and two languages, and that is a big, big risk that honestly I am a person who likes to take a risk or two, but that would be pure stupid to do something like that. Second, like I said, I want to go to Cambridge. It sounds so right for me. I've researched so much and everything. I'm like, yeah, this does it a bit better than Oxford for me personally. Basically, if I were to do chemistry and biology, I would have a less than 3% chance, if you look at the statistics, of getting in. Maybe that's not applicable to me because I will stand out in so many different ways, so my percentage would be a bit higher, but I don't want to jeopardize an entire career for just 2 years of, you know, utter pleasure and fun and amazing A-levels doing what I love. If I weren't going for Cambridge and if I were aiming for Imperial or UCL, which are still amazing universities and they will be on my list, just not on top, I might have still gone for it. But just with Cambridge, I don't want to have any regrets later on. And also there is the slight little thing that I haven't done German since year 9, and I would have to do the entire course over the summer, and this way I kind of get my summer back a little bit. Like, that's not saying I won't be studying, but yeah. And plus, I think, again, the very final thing that did it for me, I was just talking to my teacher, who I thought he would definitely say, yes, do all three languages. He said, no, don't, it'll get so repetitive. And I realised, oh no, it's still fine. I thought I killed my nail there. It would get so repetitive because essentially I'm doing four language A-levels. So I would have gone through the entire course with Russian, and you know the A-level inside and out, you know, by one course, and I would have to do like the same A-level but in different languages for each and every one. Then whilst the content is different, don't get me wrong, the stuff you learn is kind of slightly the same. The course structure is more or less the same. Four IRPs, shoot me now. This way I only get to do three IRPs. But I am kind of bummed. Like, maths, I'm good at maths, and I will get the A star if I work for it, but I don't love it. It's chill. It's a chill subject for me, to be honest, but I don't have a passion for it. But I mean, if I need it, then I need it. So yeah, those are my A-level choices. Biology, chemistry, maths, French, Spanish, and Russian. And yeah, I'm still excited. It's still going to be great. Just, I won't have any regrets. I know that.